Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Natural disasters have cost the country nearly $100 billion this year alone.
2021 brought a wave of deadly and expensive extreme weather disasters in the U.S., but also some very good news. Big battery storage is soaring on the U.S. electric grid. Plus,
more than half of the children in America who are under the age of six are at risk of lead exposure.
Biden administration mobilizes to rid the nation of millions of lead pipes.
All of that long overdue year-ending news straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's infrastructure season. Will Santa bring us the steel I-beams we asked for from China? Is that him on the roof? He should really wait until we install those steel I-beams.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it's been a hell of a year in the environmental world, both good and bad, but mostly bad.
Well, we'll see. 2021 did bring a wave of extreme weather disasters around the world, fueled by man-made climate change caused primarily by using fossil fuels. Here in the U.S., extreme weather caused roughly $100 billion in losses and damages this year alone. Mm. From the deadly Texas freeze and blackout to deadly record-shattering heat waves, deadly devastating floods and storms, destructive wildfires, historic persistent drought, and tornadoes. It's now official. No December on record in the U.S. has ever seen as many tornadoes as 2021.
Yeah, like I said, pretty bad year.
NOAA climate scientist Stephanie Herring told the Washington Post, quote, "The weather of the past will not be the weather of the future. As long as we are emitting greenhouse gases at an historically unprecedented rate, we should expect this change to continue."
Like I said, not good.
But there were also positive developments,
oh?
Like exponential growth in renewable energy deployment, the burgeoning youth climate movement, accelerating divestment from fossil fuels in the financial industry, the aggressive shift of major automakers to all electric vehicles, and nations committing to boost their emissions cuts at the UN climate conference in Glasgow.
Not that bad after all.
But there is some not great news.
Uh-oh.
The International Energy Agency announced this week that worldwide demand for coal is likely to hit a new all-time high in the next 2 years due to a sharp rise in natural gas prices, making coal more cost competitive, and the rapid global economic recovery, which has pushed up electricity demand much faster than renewable energy deployment can keep up.
Also, Santa has to deliver a whole lot of coal this year to a whole lot of very bad boys down in Mar-a-Lago.
The IEA also reports that sales of gas-guzzling SUVs have hit a new record, on track to be 45% of global car sales in 2021. If SUVs were an individual country, they would rank sixth in the world for absolute emissions in 2021.
Really?
However, the IEA found that skyrocketing electric car sales are offsetting much more CO2 than in the past.
2022 is going to be huge for electric vehicles.
And even better news, the Wall Street Journal reports that companies have installed record amounts of big batteries on America's electric grid this year, thanks to government mandates and a steep decline in costs. So, for perspective, in 2020, the U.S. had less than 1 gigawatt of utility-scale battery storage. This year, the U.S. is on pace to add 6 gigawatts. Next year, the U.S. will add another 9 gigawatts.
Very cool. Still not fast enough.
Also good news. Late last week, Vice President Kamala Harris unveiled the Biden-Harris Lead Pipe and Paint Action Plan to coordinate and significantly accelerate the removal of lead pipes and paint over the next 10 years. The EPA estimates up to 10 million lead pipes still carry water to homes and businesses around the nation, potentially leaching lead, a dangerous neurotoxin, into drinking water. With nearly $3 billion in funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law, Harris said the plan will also generate jobs.
We are not only doing work that is good and important, we are also creating jobs. And we are creating good union jobs. Jobs that cannot be outsourced.
And finally, a sign of the times, in the UK, oil giant Shell this week opened up its first electric vehicle charging hub, a complete fossil fuel to EV station conversion and upgrade where all of the pumps and tanks from the existing station were removed and completely replaced with EV charging infrastructure.
Nice. Bring it on. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. We're off for the holidays, but we'll see you in the new year. From Desi and myself, we both hope you have a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Icicles on eaves troughs and tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.